Preston, they're making us a little dizzy. Will it go around in circles?
And will I fall down? It's More and Less in the Morning. It's a Friday morning extra from the downtown studio at Riverside Unique. We lovingly call it the Fishbowl. And it's the fourth Friday of the month, and that means Hester Sachs from the Kent Cultural Alliance is here for the Arts Minute Update.
Hey, good morning. I cannot believe it is the fourth Friday in January already, isn't it?
What happened here? Who took our January?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it feels like April, so there's that. We had one weekend of winter, and now it's spring.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
I know. I'm wearing a sweater, and I walked out of the house with a rain jacket and forgot my sunglasses. I don't know where I am or what I'm doing.
Oh, my goodness.
But so, I do know there's lots of fun arts things happening. Yes.
That is awesome.
So I'm going to start with... Well, since it is already Friday, January 26th, we've got a fantastic event down at the main stage tonight called the Crossroads Blues Experience. So it's a historical live music and multimedia overview exploring the history of blues music in America. And it's with Karen Somerville, Van Albert, and Steve McGovern. So it's going to be incredible. Yeah, like they know what they're talking about.
Yep.
And also... man, can they play the blues.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be an absolutely incredible event. So that is tonight at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 for that. And then also coming up at the mainstay pretty soon, February 7th, which is a Wednesday, it's the 60th anniversary tribute to the Beatles' first visit to America, which is crazy to think that it was 60 years ago that the Beatles first came over here. And so they're going to celebrate... that. So the first thing that's going to be is watching the Beatles appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show on the big screen, which should be a lot of fun. And then doing a sing-along style show of their music, which is led by the mainstay community players. So it's a whole bunch of people in there, a chance to sing along, sing some of your favorite Beatles tunes. I know. I think that'll be a really great celebration. And that's, since it's a Wednesday, that's a 6:30 p.m. start. Tickets for that are $10. Tickets for both that and for... the Blues Experience are available at mainstayrockhall.org and should both be some pretty great events. And then sticking around with this weekend, something really cool to go see is a photo exhibit, and it's called Adventures in the Southern Ocean. And so this is photography from Tom Dietz, who's got a studio here in town, and he and his wife did a trip down to the Southern Ocean, and so there's a whole bunch of photos that he took around Antarctica and all over the place. So there's penguins and seals, some really, really neat nature photography and landscape photography. And so he's doing a showing of that tomorrow from 1 to 5, and that's at his studio, which is the Skipjack Art Studios. They're up at 329 Cannon Street, so if you know where Waterman's Wife is, it's that same building.
Right.
Also housed in that building is Blueberry Pie and Art Society, and right across from Bart's Records. 1 to 5, it should be a really incredible opportunity to see some of his works. And I got a preview of some of them, and there's some really, really nifty stuff. Penguins are the most adorable models, I think, ever going to see.
Yeah, like, I would definitely think so.
They're pretty special. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about, so I'm sure if you've been walking around downtown, you've seen that the book plate's got some paper up on the windows. They're getting a whole new floor put in so that the books can be supported. Yeah. So they're mostly closed. They are typically open Saturdays and Sundays. So if you are in need of a book, you can catch them and sort of, you know, give them a shout. And they are still doing their author events. Okay. So those are still happening because those happen outside of the store itself. And so one that I really wanted to point out, so it's also, if you're not a Beatles fan for some reason, feel like books that evening. Also on the 7th of February, that Wednesday at 6 p.m. At the Kitchen, which is where they're having their book events. Author James Conaway, and he's got a beautifully illustrated storybook called Teo and the Blue Witch, and he's going to be talking about that. It's a storybook, but it's one that's built on sort of old fable and myth, and it's one of those storybooks that is great for young to old, right? It's something, there's something really incredible to see and to hear about. And so that'll be 6 p.m. at the Kitchen on the 7th of February. And so you can... In the back room. Yep. So it's in the back room of the kitchen. Right. But you know, you can still get a drink. You can still get a little bit of a snack.
Oh, nice.
And see some other events. So make sure, you know, check out their Book Plate. Facebook has a really great list of all of the different author events that they have. And they're there most Saturdays and Sundays.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot then.
I know, right? Happy February.
Yes. We'll see you again soon.
See you soon.